Welcome to another episode of the Blue Crew. I'm your host, Johnny Lazarus, joined by my good friend, Cody Frankel. And once again, Avery Zaretsky is ghosting us today over text message, so we don't know if he's going to hop in or not. The guy's so damn busy with his new Miami job. He's the man.
Dude, honestly, maybe he finally jumped in the Hudson, that fucking coward.
That's so not funny.
That was pretty funny. You laughed.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But yeah, so we haven't heard from Avery, but a lot to talk about. Rangers big 2-1 home opener win. Not the prettiest effort, but you know, a win that
defensively sound as could be.
Not the whole game. The first period was sloppy as shit.
Sure, but I would say they recovered pretty nice. Like we'll get into it, but I don't want to talk too much shit about them. Like I thought they played an okay game. I mean,
yeah, no, it was a good win. I'm not talking shit. I'm just saying it wasn't a, you know, full 60 defensive effort.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're going to get a full 60 minute offensive effort maybe seven times the entire year.
Like I said defensive.
Oh, okay.
We were talking about defense.
I'm fucking tired.
What? You are? You're tired? Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk about the Sean Avery Instagram story. He went off on the Rangers out of nowhere.
Yeah. Yeah,
we'll plug that clip in right now so you can listen to it before we talk about it.
Last night, the New York Rangers, and I apologize, I'm a martial artist. I'm in my gi. I shouldn't get emotional because you don't win when you're emotional. The New York Rangers last night, that was a fucking embarrassment. If Shesterkin sneezes and he's upset, you fight the wind that caused the sneeze, okay? You fight to the death. Vinny Trocheck, what the fuck have you done for that team in 2 years? Because, by the way, they chanted my name in that arena for many seasons. You, what the fuck? Mika Zibanejad? Not one player, Trouba, who hits in game 82 but doesn't do fuck all the rest of the season. Gloves still on. It's an embarrassing. I bleed blue, but this is a joke. This is a joke. And fucking Vinny Trocheck wearing the 16 jersey? You should be ashamed of yourself, bro. You should be ashamed of yourself. You're a fucking clock killer. I don't care how much money you make. You haven't done fuck all in that city. That was an embarrassment last night. They don't make them like they used to, apparently.
So a pretty fat call out on Vincent Trocheck, which I didn't think was...
Where'd that come from, dude?
I don't know. Is it because he wears 16? Is that why?
I think it's because you wear 16 and because I don't know if you watched the whole fight afterwards, but like Trocheck was in the thick of it. So I think... You know, that's why he called out Trouba, Trocheck, and Mika, because those were the three guys. Like, I mean, dude, Igor fucking got involved at the beginning. That was crazy. And then, you know, even Sam and Joe were like, yeah, Igor, you should probably get out of there. And
well, I actually didn't even see how the whole thing started because all the media members, there was 0.5 seconds left on the clock. And obviously Arizona's not scoring. So after the games, there's like a huge rush. Everyone in the media like sprints to the elevator to get down to the locker room because that elevator gets packed pretty quick. So literally all of us were standing by the elevator and we just heard the crowd going nuts. So we all like had to poke our heads over like the railing to see what was going on. So nobody really saw how it started. And all of a sudden we just see like everyone kind of going at it. But, you know, to Avery's point, no one had their gloves dropped.
Yeah, that's true. But at the same time, the whole fucking team was scrapping.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how you can listen. I get it. All right. Yeah. Like, dude, those old school days are gone. I mean, you have five guys in the NHL who does that. I mean, you got Revo, you have Bogosian, you have, you know, two or three other guys. I mean, Trouba does it from time to time, but
Bogosian was an interesting drop there.
You like that? So, you know, it's to call them out for not dropping the gloves. I mean, dude, the whole team was fighting with their gloves on. I mean, you know, there was 7, 8, 9 Rangers in the thick of that fight and they were going in and most of them were kicking the shit out of the Coyotes.
Yeah. Mika was
going in, dude. Yeah. I think there was one guy who lost the fight and I think that was maybe Trocheck, which is, you know, you want to say something?
No, that's, I guess why Avery called him out.
Yeah. But I think, you know, to call him out that hard is a little like unnecessary almost. I mean,
we also know it's Sean Avery though. He's just trying to like stir the shit or stir the pot. Whatever, you know?
Yeah. I mean, dude, I love Aves. Don't get me wrong. He's
friend of the prod.
Friend of the pod for sure. Prod. But
I said prod, right?
You did say prod. But you know, I mean, the whole team was fighting. Like they weren't, you know, they weren't just standing there talking shit. Like they were all fucking throwing hands. The whole team was throwing hands. So,
but you know, like, dude, if that's like 07, like Avery, Shanahan, like all of that, Paul Mara, they're but all
that's not this team, dude. That's I mean, outside of Trouba, like that's not this team. I mean, it's, you know, you have Trouba, who's somewhat of an enforcer. And then you have a couple hard-nosed guys like Lindgren, Schneider, you know, even Crides, but that's not this team. It's just not. Yeah. So to ask them to just go, and they won the game. So like who, like, you know, it's not like they lost the game and now they're pissed and they need to just start throwing haymakers. I mean, they won the game. So like, what's the, if anything, like what's the point? Like, that's why Igor got involved and everybody's like, dude, get out of there. Cause all it's going to do for him is get him hurt. And same with Mika. Like why? I mean, you know, Trocheck, fine. If he wants to throw hands, ignite something, like, you know, go for it, dude. But yeah, I don't think they did anything wrong there. And, you know, I just think I thought it was pretty good fighting effort. And, you know, I'll give it to them. I mean, I feel like in the past 7, 8 out of 10 times, the Rangers would just bail on that and like just go to the locker room, wouldn't even ignite it. So I kind of like to see the fight. And, you know, I don't think he was just or fair for Avery to kind of call each one of them out. You know, they're not him. Yeah. So that's just not who they are. That's it. Yeah. It's just not who they are.
I think that was very well said by you. And I think it's good for the group to like come together and kind of, you know, get into a fight like that or a scrum at least at the end of the, you know, first home opener game. And listen, the game itself, I thought it was a little boring for the most part. The third period was a little exciting, but you know, it's funny actually. So the Rangers and Larry Brooks actually talked to Vinny Trocheck about it after the game, but there was like probably 3 or 4 times that the Rangers sat into their 1-3-1 and the fans were booing. But in a sense, like the fans are booing Arizona for kind of like setting up their neutral zone breakout. Mm-hmm. But like to that same point, they're really booing the Rangers for sitting back and playing the 1-3-1. It's like a weird little thing, right? Because it's like kind of the boring hockey that we talk about. Yeah. But I thought that was interesting to hear the fans boo like 3 or 4 times.
I mean, at the end of the day, win's a win, and I'll give it to the Coyotes. They were pretty relentless. They didn't let up, and you know they're going to be decent in you know a year or two. And like we said last pod, and you could see it from some of those guys. I mean, they're solid. I mean, you know, Keller kind of leading the front on that team, but I thought it was a good offensive effort. I know we didn't score that many goals, but you know, that power play, Panarin one timer, that goes in on 9 out of 10 goalies.
No, that was Mika, I think.
No, I'm talking about the Panarin one.
Which one?
Dude, so it was in the second period, I think, and Panarin kind of came around the left circle, and Mika was like chilling in front of Panarin. We'll need to find the clip, but
yeah, I'm blanking on it. I don't really know.
Panarin came in and had an unreal shot and they saved it on him. And that goes in on 9 out of 10 goalies. Like that literally goes.
Ingram played pretty well actually for Arizona. He was solid. Are you trying to find it right now?
Yeah.
You are. But yeah, no, I think, listen, those and Laviolette said it after the game, right? Like those are the games you have to find ways to win. Like the Rangers aren't going to win the same way every night. So, you know, I think, and listen, this is a team that beat the Devils in New Jersey, like 2 nights before. You know, Arizona is not a team to sleep on. And Logan Cooley, man, that kid is something else. Like, dude, he burned Keandre. He made Keandre look pretty bad in that one play, I think, in the second period as well. Like, he's a pretty damn good player.
Cooley, dude, I mean, we've said in the past, I would love it to be a New York Ranger, but maybe one day. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, do you want to go into fan questions? Because there's not much else to talk about because the Rangers play, as you're listening tonight, at home against Nashville. Nashville obviously got smoked the other night at home against Edmonton, but we do have a lot of fan questions to get to. So
let's do it.
Shall we? Shall we begin? Do you want to start with a really hard one or do you want to start with like the typical ones?
Let's start with hard one.
Okay. So this one is from Steph Gross. Pass, shoot, score. Crides, Mika, Bread.
Crides, Mika, Bread. Okay. Bread is passing.
What?
Wait, what?
It's like fuck, kill, marry, pass, shoot, score.
Oh, dude, you got to say fuck him. You can't just
say. Do you not understand that game?
No, I do understand it, but I thought you were actually asking me to choose out of those three who's passing it, who's shooting it, and who's scoring it. All right.
Well, how do you shoot and score? How does someone shoot and score?
Mika takes a fucking one-timer, gets blocked, and then Crides fucking taps it in. What do you mean, dude? Right,
no, it's like a fuck kill marry pass.
Oh, okay. Score. Okay. I mean, Panarin and Mika are my two favorite Rangers. So, you know, marry Panarin because he's funny. He'll keep me entertained. Bang Mika because he'll probably play me some sick tunes at night, and then kill Kreider because I love you, Crides, but you're just boring. And you're saying the same thing. So
no, we're thinking like personality. Like that was a pretty good breakdown. But as far as Ranger, that's really hard because like Kreider, I loved Kreider when I was younger.
Yeah, of course,
and I still do, obviously. But like, you know, when he was a young American kid, like he won that World Junior in 2010, which you know him and Stepan, I thought were so sick. Like coming into the 2012 playoffs after college, scoring goals, like he was a guy that I looked up to a lot as a young kid. So like, I have a hard time like passing Kreider, but like honestly I'm like least attached I feel like to Brett.
That's fucked up.
I don't know, like as far as just like overall like Ranger, like the least attachment I have I think is to Brett.
Okay.
I don't know. I think I'm scoring Kreider, shooting Mika, and passing Brett. I don't know, but I love Brett too. It's really hard. It's a hard one.
Classic.
I'm just thinking of like my overall like Ranger. Huh?
Nothing.
What'd you say?
I said classic Johnny can't stick with the take.
I can't. No, I'm just trying to. It's a hard one.
Yeah.
But all right, let's go to the next one.
That was a good one though. Good question.
Yeah, great question. Bam Daniels, if Vancouver calls you regarding Pedersen, do you hang up or listen? Obviously listen, I feel like, right?
Listen.
Like,
how are you not? Yeah. Oh my god, listen. Like who do you want?
Who would you trade for Pedersen?
How did he play last year?
He had 100 some points last year.
Elias Pedersen, damn. I mean, who do they want? Like what's your ask? Whoever they want. I mean, he's a center. Like who do they want? Yeah, oh my god, he's so sick. I mean, what's the ask? Automatic first, sure.
All right, let's make an assumption. All right, Pedersen for a first round pick, Filip Hedl and Zach Jones.
Couldn't be less of a no-brainer.
Yeah, that's an easy fuck.
That was terrible.
Yeah.
Okay, let's retry. Pedersen for a first.
Huh.
Taco and Brendan Othman.
Ooh, that's way better. I don't know. I think we're fine down the middle, though.
You're a bitch. I love Othman. Everybody knows it, but I'm taking that 10 out of 10 times. Think about it, dude. You could only pray that Kako and Othman combined equal a Pedersen. Like you could only hope that one of them gets even close to him and the other one.
I'm just a loyal guy, man. I don't turn my back.
But there's a difference in being loyal to players and being loyal to teams.
Happened to ride or die with your guys?
No, I'm very ride or die with the New York Rangers. Fair. But if it's gonna be a trade to make the Rangers hoist the next Stanley Cup that they haven't done in 27 years, I'm doing that 10 out of 10 times.
One of my favorite things that you do, it's the funniest fucking thing ever. Cody will like text our group chat like, dude, Connor Bedard's so sick. I wish we got him. Like, obviously, everyone wishes that. I just think it's hilarious when you say shit like that. It's like,
dude, you know dude, why? Because I'm watching.
Sick. I wish he was on our team.
Because I'm watching hockey and I just like see a unreal play he makes. I'm like, damn, I wish we fucking had that. Let me text him.
Like, obviously, dude. Yeah. The only realistic one is like Jack Hughes.
I think you'll be so happy to know I'm like really making an effort this year to watch all of hockey and not just the Rangers. I've maybe watched 11 games this year.
I also want to read your text out loud.
Which one?
Where is it?
About basketball? Stupid.
Yeah. Sport. Cody texted me today. Might get into some b-ball this year. Dude, so the Knicks have the same exact team as last year. Why didn't they sign anyone new? I thought that was so funny.
I mean, think about it, dude. Like, my quarrel with basketball, bro, is the one load management just sucks. I think like any sport that does it, like if you're a fan and you're paying $170 for nosebleeds at Madison Square Garden to see the New York Knicks and you're in game 75 and all of a sudden you know, a playoff spot's locked up or whatever. And you hear that, Randall and Brunson are getting benched tonight. Like, that sucks. I mean, that just like, I don't like the load management thing. I think it's horseshit. I think it's very soft, especially when stars do it. Like, I just don't, it really rubs me the wrong way, honestly. So that's the number one reason I don't love basketball. And number two is I just hate the fact, like I said last time, that literally like your ninth best player could be scoring 18 points a game. I think it's fucking crazy. Trade him to the Knicks because we need him. So yeah, that's that. But all that said, I kind of do want to get into some b-ball this year. I've always been an RJ Barrett guy. Shockingly, I probably know the whole Knicks roster. You'd be really impressed with me. Quentin Grimes went off last night in that Celtics preseason loss, even though everybody else sat. Josh Hart, even though, you know, I say he's
you know the whole roster.
It's Hart. What?
Who's number 23 on the Knicks?
Brunson. No, Randall. I don't fucking know.
Mitchell Robinson.
See, but I know who he is though.
Yeah.
No, I don't know the numbers. Wait, is RJ Barrett number 16?
No, he's number 9.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. No. Don't quote me on the numbers. Can't tell you. Okay. But I could name you 8 Knicks like this.
You fucking kill me. Let's just go into the next one because I could laugh.
So what do you think? Like, should I hop on the boys?
Yeah, dude. Knicks games, honestly, basketball games are, I wouldn't say they're as fun as hockey games because, like, you can kind of, like, not pay attention for most of the game.
End of fourth quarter is as fun. Like, yeah. When it's a close game, yeah.
Well, of course, that's anything. Like, you know, a hockey game is not fun if it's not a close game. Like, you know. But I think, like, basketball is more of, like Knick games are a great date because you can kind of just, like, be casual and, like, watch the game and not have to pay too much attention.
How many girls are you dropping $170 on for nosebleeds?
Actually, the first date I ever went on was I was a senior in high school. I took a girl – a good friend of mine, I'll actually give her a shout out, Gab. We went to a Knicks Clippers game. I did ask my mom to front me for the tickets, which was funny.
Did you get a second date?
We actually, like, I think we hooked up for like maybe like a month and then she got back together with her ex-boyfriend.
Dude, that's clutch because now if they get married, you forever have it on them.
They're not getting married. She's dating someone else.
But, okay. Well,
she's a great friend of mine. Like literally like one of my honestly closest girlfriends. So she'll appreciate this shout out, but, let's go into the next one. Pat Bone 4. What does Truba and the rest of the team leadership need to do to get the boys hot early?
I don't know. No, I think, did you say Truba? Was that the question?
Yeah. It's at the leadership group to get the team going early.
First and foremost, not have so many damn leaders. I mean, I think we need like 3 less, but no, all jokes aside, you know, they need to set the tone early. I said it last time. I really, really like the trap. I love it. Actually. I don't mind winning games 2-1, 3-1, 3, as long as we're winning. And as long as we're playing, you know, between 50 and 60 full minutes of hockey every single night.
Go off, King.
I really think, you know, Truba is interesting because we don't need him to be that point producer because he's not on PP anymore. Mm. And we just need him to like set the tone in games and have the type of vision that Fox does on the ice where he has that insane vision, but have that type of vision and understanding when your team needs that push. And I think that's super important because that's what Truba does best. And I think that's what we're going to need out of him to really be a successful group.
Yeah. I think honestly, I would say having like the defense lead to offense, like if they can be cohesive defensively, I think that's kind of what we'll get.
Bro, Avery.
What do you say?
You can't get mad at me for not being able to record at 3:00 on a Wednesday. Laughing face. Hey,
didn't he say yesterday that he could do it?
He did. He's just, yeah, no brain. Okay. All right. Keep going.
All right. So the next one from the Funts podcast, which is a friend of ours. He's usually Jackknife 82, but his podcast is the Fat Unathletic Nerds Talking Sports podcast, which is the funniest name for a show I've ever heard. So he said, He said, how about we have MSG sing Your Love by the Outfield, like the Avs do Blink 182. And that came because I tweeted last week, like, how I love how the Phillies are doing like Dancing on My Own, and the Avs have, you know, Blink 182. And the Rangers, like, people replied saying the Rangers have Mr. Brightside for like the karaoke part of the game, but that's always during commercial. It's never in the action. So like if the Rangers had the song, like something to sing where you can hear it on TV also, like, I think that's so cool.
That is cool. And I'm actually going to deflect on your question with another question. Did you hear some people have been talking about hockey players having goal songs? Dude, that would be so sick. If
the Sabres do that.
Yeah. And so does, and another team just started it too. I forgot who it was. Maybe it was, maybe it's the,
I think Florida.
Canucks. I think it's Canucks.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But dude, if we just, oh my God, that would be so sick.
Like, I would not want that at
all. Dude, Kreider's would be like death metal. Like, what do you think each of their,
the Rangers goal song is the best thing in hockey. I would not want to change it.
Yeah. No, you're not wrong. I'm just saying it'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. Oh, he's coming in. What's he doing? He's wearing a hockey
helmet. Dude, I told
What's up, boys?
You're repping right now?
No, tomorrow we're doing a bit.
Dude, are you literally at 5-iron golf right now? And he's frozen. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Dollar Tree Mike.
His service is ass. Should I kick him out?
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Let me screenshot this. He looks like a fucking doofus.
Yeah, he looks hilarious.
Fucking moron.
All right, should we just keep going?
Yeah.
What are you even saying? I forgot what you were saying.
Goal song. I don't know. Goal song.
I wouldn't change it. Yeah. Avery, just get out of here.
Just get out of here, dude. Oh my God, he's still frozen.
We gotta get him out of here. Get out of here. Get out.
Sorry.
Yeah. Fucking.
Wait, am I good now?
No.
Just leave, bro.
All right. That was Avery's appearance.
And he's gone.
All right. Next one from the Pengus. Harper versus Jones. Do you think Jones is better?
Harper versus Jones. Yes, Jones is probably better. I'm going to be honest. I don't think it's really relevant. I don't think either of them have a long-term future on the Rangers. It might be a hot take to say. I know they've really been trying with Zach Jones for a few years now. I think he's just going to be the perfect guy to move as part of a trade somewhere else where he can get more minutes. I just don't think there's a spot for him. And you know, to have a young 23-year-old kid sit every night as a healthy scratch just isn't really fair to him either, especially when he has some talent. So I just think he's not going to be here that long. And yeah.
I mean, listen, like, not to, you know, knock on wood, Ryan Lindgren is already like battling injuries. So I think Jones will be getting in at some time soon. Like, Lindgren missed the second game. He took that hit early on last game against Arizona and was aching, like clearly aching in pain.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to force Lindgren to play every night if he's going to keep battling.
Jones didn't play too great though against Columbus.
Yeah, I heard. I didn't watch, but I heard he didn't look good.
Yeah, he did not look good. He got beat multiple times.
Yeah.
All right, next question.
Yep. All right. So this one is from Sammy Hockey 36. Hot take. Leafs don't make it past the second round for the next 5 to 10 years. Definitely a hot take.
Definitely a hot take. Well, is it that hot though? Because I feel like if they lose one more time, they're blowing it up. Like, I think one of those big three.
Matthews just signed a long-term deal.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Matthews isn't going anywhere, but Marner and Nylander, they might be gone. You
Avery's
never
back. I let him in or no?
Dude, let him in.
He's smiling like a fucking dude.
Yeah, that dude.
All right. Is it working now?
Yeah, you're good. Yeah. You're good.
All right. Sorry, the Wi-Fi in here is like a little weird.
Bro, but where are you? Tomorrow, where are you? Are you at work?
Yeah, I'm at work. So tomorrow.
Is Jake there?
No, Jake's not there.
That bucket's pretty sick, honestly.
Is AJ there?
AJ's not there. No, I don't know where he is. He's probably drinking or something.
Drinking at 3 o'clock on a Wednesday.
Did they make you put this on today?
What's up?
Did they make you put this on today at work?
No. So we're testing the outfits for tomorrow. We're going to the Panthers game dressed as referees, and we're gonna cheer for every call they make. Like, we're going in.
That's
as
actually
Panthers
hilarious.
Refs.
That's pretty funny. That's funny.
Yeah. So it'll be good.
You just wanted to test out your size, make sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I've just been wearing it at the desk, and they've been taking pictures of me like editing videos, and it's gonna be like a funny like bit. Like,
so you're just the company punching bag right now.
For now, okay. Yeah.
Hey, Avery, give your hot take on what they were talking about, the Trouba trade back to Winnipeg. That's a thing. Yeah, no. Give your hot take on it.
I would never want it to happen, but yeah.
Yeah. All right. We're doing fan questions now.
Okay. I'll stick around for a little bit.
We've actually had a lot of fun so far. It's been hilarious. Cody's.
Yeah, of course. Without me, why wouldn't you have fun?
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
Look at me.
Avery still has bags under his bags under his eyes.
It's actually so bad, dude. It's so bad.
All right. This next one from Evan Burkhart. Biggest differences you've seen from the coaching staff compared to Gallant? I feel like we talked about this a lot.
Yeah, it's also been three games. So it's like the trap is the difference.
All right, here's this one. Bobby Turks, what's up with Wheeler? Is Lab just double shifting Bread for more offense? There have been some cases where Panarin's been double shifted. But that's again, like I noticed it against Arizona, and I don't know if it's like, because if it's an offensive draw, like I think a couple times it's been offensive zone faceoffs, but I don't know if it's like to bench Wheeler, but I think Panarin's been playing really well and I definitely want to have him out there more, but I don't know if it's like a consistent thing. Like, I only noticed it like happened once or twice in the last game.
He has 0 points in three games and he's a minus two and he hasn't looked all that noticeable in the first three games. And Abe, I know you were about to say something, so go off.
No, yeah. I mean, I don't think it's, it doesn't seem like it's something that he's doing on purpose. I feel like it's kind of just like putting your best players out there in certain situations.
Yeah.
Facts.
Is that it? All right.
No goals.
All right. This next one is Krasinski Charlie. Could Cooley bump up lines if he continues to play this well? He looks very solid so far, which I couldn't agree with more. He actually had a sick backdoor pass to Trocheck in the second period the other night, but Trocheck just like hit the side of the net. Cooley looks pretty fast. He looks strong. I think the only thing we need to see more of him is like hold on to the puck a little bit longer. I think he's getting rid of it a little too quick, but that's obviously like young nerves. Mm-hmm. But what are your guys' thoughts? I don't think he'll move up the lineup though. I think he's a solid third liner.
Agreed. I think he fits in well there. I think, you know, the chemistry is pretty good, and you know, down the line, if he starts going off offensively, like, yeah, you can bump him up if you want to give him a little bit more of a look, but I think for now he's good where he is.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys are smiling every time because I look ridiculous, but I think that as good as he's ever going to play, I think that you just leave him in the bottom six, just considering what you'd have to sacrifice giving up in the top six to move him up. And listen, he's playing great. I would just leave him where he's at.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. I'm going to do the next one is from Jake, the Snake 24. And Ave, I'll let you go first. Is Vinny Trocheck Ryan Strome?
No. Did you guys talk about this already? Like with the Sean Avery thing?
No.
Yeah, we did. No, we started with that. That's what we started with. The Sean Avery video.
Oh yeah. But elaborate a little. Why
that also sounded like a fake question.
No, Cody definitely made that up. He doesn't even have access to the question.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. But no, I think we're three games into the season, so everyone kind of needs to relax a little bit. I think Vinny's looked great. He's won a lot of draws for us. He's taken care of business in the offensive and defensive zone.
He's like, also playing third line and not.
Yeah. Let's stop micromanaging Vinny Trocheck right now. Okay. It's game three, and the Rangers are 2-1.
I agree. So that actually leads into the next one. What do you think of the line combinations this season so far? And this is from Simi Sammy.
Great. Love them. Don't change them.
I think they're good too. I'm curious at some point if they're just going to tweak and put Key with Fox. I do want to see it. But other than that, I like the pairings and think they're really good. I would like to see Keandre play with Fox though.
I'm a huge proponent of 10 games. Like you give lines 10 games, like chemistry, like we always talk about, so important in the league. Like don't give up right away on lines. Like it takes a little bit.
One thing I'd be interested to see is if they try to move Wheeler up just to get him going a little bit, because he's been a little bit of a step behind, I think.
Yeah, but then who do you put down?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know, but I feel like maybe just to get him going a bit, they would shift him around or something. I don't know.
I agree. Like I do think he needs to get a little bump, but at the same time, it's like you work so hard to get Lafreniere and Kako in the top six, like sending him down. Probably not worth it. Like Wheeler's a veteran. Like he'll get back into swing. Like he'll get his time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Kako's another guy who he's gonna go off. I feel like any day now.
Yep.
They just need
Dude, we've been saying that for 4 years.
That's true. We have big facts. This is the year, dude.
Yeah. Right. like the empty netters guys. Big jump this year. I don't know about that. So funny. All right, this one is from Ryan Murray 1624. Also, there was one before from Cody Frankel that said "Chia Bala Bala," whatever the fuck that means.
what?
You sent that in,
dude? There's no way. Honestly, I've been so tired this week. I couldn't even tell you.
You submitted that.
But, shit.
All right. So this is Ryan Murray 1624. After what we've seen,
wait,
so
this
far,
is Ryan Murray. Like Ryan Murray is in the defenseman on the Avalanche. He's no. listening to the pod. Or the Oilers, whatever.
Team yeah, it's him. It's him, Cody. Yeah, good one.
Loyal Blue Crew listener. Okay. After what we've seen so far, do you think it would be smart for the Rangers to sign Kane?
Bro, if I get one more fucking Kane question,
it's
I'm going to take
stop.
Avery's ref shirt, throw it over his head, and just start throwing haymakers at him.
It's not going to stop.
Love you, Avery. Yeah, I mean, dude, he's linked to three teams. That's it. He's going to Buffalo, he's going to New York, or he's going to mystery team. That's it. Like, that's it.
Avery, your thoughts?
My answer is yes. I want Patrick Kane back on the Rangers, and specifically because I bought his jersey,
and yeah. also specifically because Avery wants so much redemption for everybody giving him shit because he just wasn't that good last year, and Avery defended him to the deep depths of the earth.
He was third in points in the playoffs.
I'll always want Patrick Kane,
and they sucked in the playoffs.
Okay, but I don't think it was his fault.
I would always want Patrick Kane no matter what. I just think it's so cool.
Who are you taking off? Who are you taking off? and who are you taking off PP1?
I think the Patrick Kane situation is going to be solely based on how Kako and Lafreniere are playing.
So funny enough, I really, really believe that once he's eligible to come off LTIR, and if Buffalo is playing well, I think he's going to go home to Buffalo. I just have an inkling. You know, the Rangers are
gonna have an inkling, or you read an article.
I have an inkling. I mean, there's, like I said, there's only three teams he can go to, and yeah. I don't think he's coming back to the Rangers. I don't think we have the cap space. I don't think we can make it work. And I don't think, period. I just know.
All right. Next. Let's go to the next one. 1070. Oh, this is Jackknife 82. 1072, 13 line is flying. What's Laf doing differently this year as opposed to the last two seasons? I'll just say off the bat, he looks way more engaged defensively, and I think he's allowing his defensive play to lead him to offense, although I didn't think he played great against Arizona. He didn't play bad.
He didn't play great against Columbus either.
He wasn't as noticeable against Arizona, I thought.
He didn't play very well against Columbus. Yeah.
Dave, anything?
I just think he has a lot more confidence. He's skating with the puck confidently. He's playing on the second line with guys who know how to move the puck, know how to put him in good spots when he's doesn't have the puck. So I think Lafreniere is very happy where he's at, and he feels comfortable. And I think it's a lot of credit to, you know, his development and maybe the new coaching staff bringing in Dan Muse, a guy who's worked with a lot of younger players before. And listen, from what Johnny, you've posted, there's clear evidence that Laviolette's taking a lot of individual time to make sure Lafreniere gets better, you know, whether it's at practice, talking to him after. But he just seems like he's a lot happier, especially in the post-game interviews and whatnot. I think he's slowly figuring it out.
And he's asking happy birthday.
He's also
I wish him his birthday. What are you saying, Cody? Is Cody frozen?
No, I think he's like mad. Or maybe he is frozen.
I think he's frozen.
No, I'm just talking to you guys. No, I was going to say, Laf is also getting the most ice time of his career.
Fun true. True. Good point. Good tip, Cody. This one is for me, but I'm going to let you guys answer it. Adam Monty 27, has your fame gotten to your head yet?
You?
Johnny's fame? Johnny's not famous. He's a little funny.
Yeah, that's wait, what? Okay. Next one, Brandman 7694. Who's impressed you so far this season?
In terms of the Rangers?
No, in terms of the fucking Knicks. Yeah, the Rangers.
Well, in terms of the Knicks, Quentin Grimes has looked pretty nice. Josh Hart needs a little bit more heart, but he's been okay. Mitchell Robinson, a lot of rebounds.
Avery, before you hopped on, Cody was talking about how he's getting into basketball this year, and he's like, I know the whole roster. And I was like, who's number 23? He goes, Jalen Brunson.
But I said, what did I say after that? You can't just cut it off. I said, I don't know any numbers, but I know who everybody is.
How does that work? That doesn't work that way.
Like, I know what all they – dude, Brunson looks like a little fucking, like, mouse. Okay? He's a little short guy. He looks like a little mouse. Mitchell Robinson's fucking huge. He got the long arms. Dude, don't worry about it.
Cody Frankel.
So anyways, what was the question again?
Who's impressed you so far this season?
I think the Panarin's looked like very confident in his shot. I've noticed
he's leading the team in shots right now.
Yeah, he's been shooting the puck a lot more, and I love it. I'm fully here. Also, sorry, Avery, do you remember against the Yotes yesterday or 2 days ago, whenever that game was? I'm losing track of time these days.
The
one timer by Panarin that was stopped, and it was literally would have been in on like 9 out of 10 goalies during the power play.
Yep,
I'm pretty sure.
What I'm talking about? No, it was Panarin. I'm telling you, it was Panarin.
Yeah.
It was Panarin, right?
Are you talking about the really good save on Mika?
No, dude. I'm talking about the save on Panarin.
Like right on before the trip check goal?
I don't remember, man.
It was Mika, dude. Mika had a sick one-timer. And yeah.
I think I just wanted it to be Panarin so much. I'm just like manifesting it. But all
right. Yeah. Dude, you're right. Panarin's been great. He's been shooting the puck a lot more. Dude, he's bald, man. It's the bald man. I'm taking bread man. He's not the bread man anymore. He's the bald man.
I'm going to say.
Yo, Johnny said he would kill him in a fuck Kill Mary.
I did say that. I did.
With who?
Oh, we got to ask you that, Avery.
And Kreider. I'm like, dude, I love Kreider, but come on, let's get real here.
I said it was tough because I'm thinking about like my loyalty as a Ranger fan.
I'd marry Panarin. He's like seems like the fucking greatest guy ever.
We're not talking about personality.
Yes,
though,
yes, we are.
Yeah, I'd marry Panarin. I'd fuck Mika because he's a DJ. And sorry, Kreider, I gotta kill you, bro.
Yo, we said said the same thing. And wait, what'd you say? Why'd you say you'd kill Kreider?
I just said sorry. Like he's just the odd man out.
Oh, I just say because he's boring, but I love.
No, him. I love Kreider. I just think he's the odd man out there.
So you guys literally have the same exact breakdown.
Yeah,
same exact breakdown. All right. Next one from Real PJs. How much rope does Wheeler get if he continues to struggle? Obviously, small sample.
I mean, I think he's gonna stay on the top nine the whole year. He's a vet. He's a professional. He's, you know, former leader on his old team. Like he'll be just fine.
All right. And this is the last one again about Patrick Kane. Drums all day, 757. How badly of a fit is Kane 1 to 10, 1 being a great fit, 10 being bad, which I feel like that's the opposite. I feel like 10
for sure the opposite, but it's okay.
10 is good. 1 is bad.
It all just honestly depends on where he would play. And I think he wouldn't sign with the Rangers if he wasn't playing in the top six. So
yeah,
I think it would be like an 8. I'm sure
an 8 is bad, dude. It's terrible.
Oh,
according to his scale, 8's bad.
I went reverse. Yeah. So all right. So 2.
I don't like that. I don't like that.
How do you? 8 is bro, good. How do you go from 8 to 2 and not a 3?
2 is good on the scale of the way.
Yes, that would be a 3. An 8 would be a 3. A 2 is a 9. Yes, it would. You fucking.
Oh, he's right.
Oh no, he is right. He's right. He's right.
He's right.
He's right. He's right. He's right. He's right. You're smart. All right,
we'll keep the 2. We'll keep the 2. Dude, I'm gonna say a 6 because.
In which way?
Not like a fine fit, but not like a dream fit. I don't know. Last year rubbed me the wrong way. I mean, I don't know.
I don't understand that. How did it rub you the wrong way? He was third in points on the team in the playoffs, and he was great leading up to it. What are you talking about?
Although Avery's in his office right now.
If you cut a line between guys who played good in the playoffs and bad, he'd be on above the line.
Big news, dude. The amount of turnovers that guy had during those 7 games is otherworldly. He single-handedly cost us game 4.
I want to pull up turnover stats right now.
Can we pause for 1 second?
Dude.
Yeah.
I thought Avery was about to go on this sick rant, and he was like, if you just cut a line, he'd be above it.
I said above the good and bad line, he'd be above it.
But it sounded like you were going to say something like
super smart. Somebody walks by Avery and they're like, who's making all that? Oh, it's just the fucking intern. Okay.
Intern? I got full time, brother.
Boys, we're buzzing right now.
Yeah, it's good.
Pull up the turnovers. Are you doing it or are you just all talk?
No, because I'm on my phone. And if I go off this, I can't. But I actually don't think he would be – I don't think he's top 5 in turnovers.
Dude,
I
think him and Fox both were. I really do.
Fox, really?
I don't believe that. Someone's gonna have
let's
to
see. Let's see. I'll pull it up. All right. Kreider led the team in points. 5.
This better be real.
It is. It is. It is. Fuck. It only shows their fucking offensive stats. Hold on.
I think CBS has like the actual like.
That's so yeah, stupid. CBS has like everything.
Which classic, is weird.
Classic ESPN, dude. CBS Sports. Okay, here we go.
We were gonna have a bet tomorrow to see who could stand the longest after the anthem.
Oh shit!
Stand up the whole game. What section are you guys sitting in?
118. People get really mad, like because you know how like the guys in the MLB did that, and then like they made them stop doing it.
Yeah, people would be really like, pissed off.
Yeah, especially the home opener. It's gonna be packed.
All right, well that does it for like fan questions. Anything you guys want to say before we
When's
hop
this
off?
When's this episode going out?
Tomorrow, Thursday.
Fun.
Twice a week,
dude. This is ridiculous. None of them have turnovers. Come on.
Also, should we tease who our interview is with on Friday?
Yeah, I think that's...
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a banger.
So, nothing to do with the Rangers, but we have it planned right now, booked for 6 o'clock Friday night to come out Monday. We'll be talking to none other than Jeremy Roenick, so that'll be pretty cool.
Bang!
Roener.
I'm actually for that one.
Cody, I'll pay you $10 if you call him Roener.
You think he'll get mad?
I just don't know if anyone's ever called him that before.
All right, I'll do it. I'll do it. $10 though, that's it.
Dude. At the end of the interview though, don't set the tone like that. What's up, Roner? Oh,
just Jim Tom. What's up, Roner?
Yeah, no, you got to do it at the end because like you it has to be like Roner. One last question.
Yeah, that'd be good. That'd be good.
Yo, all right,
and that's gonna wrap.
Got one more for you, Roner. How many people call you Roner?
Do you find the turnover stats or no?
Dude, no, this is fucking crazy. I'm on advanced too. This is wild.
Can we just give it up and end the episode?
Yep. Yeah.
All right, Cody, send it off.
All right, LFGR, baby.